Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. This week we've been studying how God helped the Israelites take the city of Jericho, not through their own power, but through God's power. He had them march around the city 7 times, and on the 7th time they played their trumpets and cheered and clapped, and the walls simply fell down. Except, I imagine, for one spot, the place where Rahab lived. Remember her? We talked about her last week. Somebody that God transformed. She hosted the spies who came to Jericho to see if the city could be taken. It was her house right in the city walls where they had promised not to attack, that the red scarlet string hanging from her window would be a sign that she was to be spared. She had got all this because she saved those Israelite spies from the king of Jericho's men. And she said that she wanted to become one of their people. She wanted to become an Israelite. She wanted to worship the God of Israel. Her life was being transformed in that moment. And you can imagine, as she was actually spared from destruction, that transformation came to fruition. She saw just what amazing things the God of Israel could do and became part of that nation of Israel. She was a big part of making this possible. Her life transformation. And she was a big part of, as we explored last week, the transformation of the entire world that Jesus made possible. Because one of her descendants, years and years and years later, was Jesus. In this story, we see the nation of Israel as an unlikely victor. They win against a fortified, powerful city. Even though they've been wandering in the desert and they were former slaves, they probably had nothing. What kind of weapons did they have? Could they throw cactus? I don't know. They wouldn't have much. After 40 years of wandering in the desert, they'd be a weak, decimated people. And yet, the walls of Jericho fell down. They become unlikely victors because of a powerful God. And that's what happened with Jesus for the entire world many, many, many years later. When God rose Jesus from the dead, Jesus seemed like an unlikely winner. Jesus, a homeless baby who grew into an itinerant preacher, who didn't appear to be a king to anybody, didn't have much to his name, wandered, didn't have a home. And yet, he's the one who destroyed the walls, the powerful fortified city, we could say, of sin and death, that had long separated humanity from a close personal relationship with God. Have you ever felt like there's a wall between you and God? Jesus' death and resurrection was designed to destroy that wall. Just like the walls of Jericho fell, that separated the people of God from the promised land, the walls of sin and death fell when Jesus died and rose again, so that we could enter God's kingdom, a different kind of promised land, where we could live in a close personal relationship with God for eternity. Like the people of Israel marched around the city of Jericho without using their weapons, Jesus marched around the walls of sin and death and destroyed them without using any weapons either. In both stories, God's plan wins. God's people win, not because of their own power and strength, but because of God's power, doing something amazing they could never do for themselves. Now, Jesus wants us to follow him. He wants us to march behind him as he attacks the powers of sin and death in our lives. He wants us to follow him to new life. Even though we have to march behind him through what seems like certain death, he wants us to trust him through death, so we can enter new life with him. This story of Jericho is an analogy for all of life. Jesus marched through death and into resurrection life, and he wants us to follow him through death and into resurrection life as well. The only way to have that new life, the only way to have eternal life, is to follow him, to march behind him. Not to trust in our own power, our own goodness, our own religiosity, but to trust in him. To do something ridiculous like following him unarmed through death, through certain death. trusting that if we just sing his name, if we just play his tune, if we just follow him, we'll be saved. Like the Israelites at Jericho, that's what God wants of us as we face sin and death. That kind of relationship with Jesus allows us to walk through this life as well, not just through death, but through this life, unafraid of sin, unafraid of death, unafraid of sickness, unafraid of life's trials and ups and downs. He wants us to walk through this life following him, trusting him, singing his tune, trusting that he will do what we can't, that he will be powerful when we are powerless. Think of what your wall of Jericho is. What stands in your life? What stands between you and God? What seems impossible to overcome? When do you feel powerless? What do you look at in your life and say, there's no way I can overcome that? That's your wall of Jericho. That's the wall that God can destroy, that God's power can take when you can't. If it stands between you and God, ask him to destroy it. Follow him. Follow him through what looks like certain death, following a crucified man from 2,000 years ago. As ridiculous as that seems, as dangerous as that seems, follow him through certain death to the promised land of new and eternal life. So here's your challenge for today. On a piece of paper, draw a brick wall and write down inside each brick the things in your life that make you feel powerless, that seem like obstacles between you and God right now. What ways have you been trying to take control over that thing? What would it look like for you to see God's power at work in that area of life? What would it look like for you to trust in God's power rather than in your own? Now read each of those items, each of those bricks, and pray for God's power in that situation. And then rip out that brick and throw it away until that wall is completely dismantled. Have a great time putting that challenge into practice. Be a great thing to share with some friends as well. Bye for now.